Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Good morning, everyone, and happy Tuesday. I'm sorry, I have been slow on the uptake of the podcast these days. The past weeks have been insane with travel and juggling kids' schedules and literally just being out of town for those kids' schedules. So I am just finding some balance and getting back to a brief bit of routine before we head off in a few short weeks for summer vacation with our kids, and I can't wait to talk all about that soon also. But so today I am making time to have a conversation here, and I am recording on my phone and sitting in the sunshine with a cup of coffee, so the audio will not be perfect and I apologize in advance, but I am just enjoying a few minutes before getting back to the day. Lately we have been dealing with I guess the hormones of teenage daughter. Holy shit. You know, I remember the ups and downs, obviously, very vaguely of this stage in my own personal life. And they, quote unquote, whoever they are, tell you how hard and difficult these stages can be. I know there is scientific reasoning for this, and the hormone levels in teenage brains really are very altered, and they don't even know why. So, you know, from a adult understanding standpoint, I get it, and I try to rationalize that. But from a parent who is receiving the constant, the constant not being nice. Apparently, I'm always mean. I feel like she's never being nice to me unless she wants something. Show me, give me via gifts. We're kind of at that stage right now, and it's just so draining. I'm trying to get out of my own head and be as much of a support and not react and engage as much as possible, because this is definitely something that I have tried to notice and get better of myself over the past years, because in past, definitely with her, I would engage. And, where do you go with a yelling match? You don't. And so just trying to listen more and trying to show a bit more compassion, hoping that maybe with empathy, she can see how much that we do love her and how much that just because we say no isn't because we're trying to be mean. It's because we're navigating this whole thing called parenthood and going by what feels right to us. But every time you turn the corner, you're the worst parent in the world if it's something that they don't want to hear. And so I have really just been living with that a lot. Yeah, my husband gets it too, but he definitely does not bear the brunt of her attitude. The gift is all for me. So I am definitely going to reach out to some psychologists on this. I am here to learn, and it's obviously just the beginning of this. We also have another daughter coming up right behind her. And So I want to learn more. And if you listening to this have any comments, feedback, and connections, I would love to learn too. I'd love to have someone on this podcast talking a little bit about this to make sense for all of us. And I do listen to podcasts. I do read the books and audio books and all that. And so again, I do understand that there's a reason for it, but how can I show up as my best parent so that I'm not always feeling this drained by the attitude that is being put upon me from her, if that makes sense. And anyways, I'm on countdown to summer vacation, and I'm really hoping that because we're going on an epic trip, maybe I'm not always the mean mom. Here's to hoping. So this is just my vent today and my current experience as to where I am sitting in this lovely world of parenthood. So again, if you have any feedback, I am here for it. And happy Tuesday, everyone. I will be back to this more consistently. I have some awesome conversations coming up for Tuesdays ahead, so I'm super excited for those. And remember to tune in every Friday for your weekly mom moments. It's a little bit more like this type of a conversation. Real life, what's going on in the mom, the sweat, and the sanity worlds, and trying to bring you some reality and a little bit of humor along the way. So tune in on Fridays there. And today, thanks for listening on this Tuesday. Have a great week. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.